Each year, more than 500,000 foreigners study at American universities. That number is growing despite strict background checks put in place after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Two of the hijackers had student visas. Indonesia sends more than 10,000 students each year to study in the U.S. Some say that's proof that an American education is still a powerful draw. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
They arrive at the U.S. Embassy early, sometimes as early as 5 a.m., clutching sheets of official documents and holding tightly to the hope that today will be the day their U.S. visa is finally approved. The luxury cars parked outside the embassy are no coincidence. In a country like Indonesia, only the wealthy have even a chance of getting a U.S. visa. Especially a student visa. Applicants must prove that they have enough money in cash to cover 4 years' tuition. But money alone is no guarantee. After September 11th, all visa applicants are carefully scrutinized, especially men who are citizens of 25 high-risk countries, nearly all, like Indonesia, with Muslim majorities. On this day, a few people walk out of the embassy elated, with visas in hand. Many more shuffle out, visibly disappointed. 18-year-old Freddie Kasim had been hoping to study agricultural science at a community college in Austin, Texas, but his visa application was rejected for a second time. He says he's not sure if he'll try a third. It's very frustrating, he says. They just rejected my application without giving any reason. Foreign students have missed entire semesters while waiting in visa limbo. The U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, Ralph Boyce, says he's trying to reduce the delays, but they are, he says, an unfortunate fact of life in a world where terrorists are willing to pose as students in order to slip into the U.S. and kill Americans.
People are still adjusting to that, and that creates frictions. But the fact of the matter is we needed some more stringent procedures, as we found out to our shock and horror on September 11th, and we put them in effect.
The number of Indonesians studying in the U.S. has dropped slightly as some choose schools in Australia or Europe where visas are easier to come by. But there's still plenty of people willing to line up at the U.S. Embassy gates early in the morning and take their chances. Overall, in fact, the number of foreigners studying in the U.S. continues to grow despite the delays and the hassles and the expense. Dian Saputra, an Indonesian journalist, says the reason is simple. A degree from a U.S. college, any U.S. college, is like winning the lottery.
The prestige that comes along with it, if you study abroad, especially in the U.S., when you come back, it's so easy to find jobs. And then people are thinking about probably if you study there, if you stay in the U.S. long enough, you can get green cards. And all this, you know, America is a dreamland thing.
Proponents of international education say it's also in America's interest to keep its doors open to foreign students. It's one of the best ways, they say, for the U.S. to influence the world's elite, exposing them at a relatively young age to the American way of life. These students then return to their home countries, theoretically, with a greater sympathy for the U.S. worldview. They then take up top positions, sometimes the top position. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and current Philippine President Gloria Arroyo are among the many world leaders who have studied in the U.S. Ired Agos earned her Ph.D. from the State University of New York at Buffalo and now heads an organization that helps other Indonesians who want to study abroad. She says she learned a lot during her years in the U.S., not all of it in the classroom.
I learned about individualism. I learned about directness. I learned about how to call a spade a spade.
But she says just because she's acquired a few American traits doesn't mean she agrees with everything the U.S. government does. Far from it. She's highly critical of the U.S. invasion of Iraq and its treatment of Muslims in general. But she says her criticism is motivated by a genuine affection for the United States.
I think it's important to be critical but loving. Like, loyal opposition, sort of. You'd rather hear from people who know Americans. So I think that is much better than people who have never been there and have very distorted idea about people in the U.S.
Agos describes herself as a 150% person, 100% Indonesian, she says, and 50% American. The math may be a bit fuzzy, but it's a sentiment shared by many Indonesians who've studied in the U.S.
We regarded the U.S. almost as a second country to us because of our education.
Smita Notosusanto studied at Tufts University near Boston. She still visits the U.S. regularly, but says she no longer feels as welcome.
In the past 2 years, every time I go there, I don't feel at home anymore. I find myself constantly having to, you know, look behind my shoulder all the time. And especially my husband, when he was there, all the time people would stare at him.
She says she understands the suspicions and the background checks, the new realities after September 11th, but wonders how much it's costing America in terms of goodwill around the world. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jakarta.